Hello, I'm Dan Kershaw, a program manager on the Microsoft Graph. In this video, I'm going to give you a quick peek at Microsoft Graph extensibility and show you how you can use it to extend Microsoft Graph with your own custom app data. So, what is the Microsoft Graph? It's a unified REST API and comprehensive developer experience for integrating with data and intelligence exposed by Microsoft services. It lets you build rich applications that integrate with services such as SharePoint, OneDrive, Outlook, and Teams as part of Office 365, or manage your identities and devices using Azure Active Directory and Intune as part of EMS, or create applications targeting schools and universities. This all works whether you are building an application for work, school, or personal use through a single authentication endpoint. So, Microsoft Graph gives you access to tons of data, relationships, and insights. And while we're constantly growing these data sets by adding new Microsoft Cloud services, there are ways for you to extend Graph with your own application data by adding custom properties to existing Graph resources. For example, your app might want to extend a user's profile information. You might decide to keep your app lightweight and store app-specific user profile data in Microsoft Graph by extending the user resource. Alternatively, you might want to retain your own application user's profile store and join this to users in the Graph by adding your app's unique identifier to user resources. Microsoft Graph offers two mechanisms to extend Graph with your own data. Open Extensions gives you a very simple way to add untyped data to a resource in the Graph. Schema extensions are a more versatile mechanism, where you define the schema to use to extend a resource type with. Once created, you can use the schema to extend resource instances with strongly typed custom data. You can also search resources based on the element values. Even better, your schema, if made public, is also discoverable for other application developers to find and use and build further experiences on top. You should pick the extension mechanism based on your requirements. For example, if you need to find users based on an extension value, use schema extensions. But now, onto the exciting part, demos. So, imagine I'm building an application that is available on lots of different client platforms, on desktop and mobile. I want my app to allow users to configure their UI experience so it's consistent no matter which device they use to sign into my app. So, how could I do that? First, let's look at the call to get the signed in user's profile using Graph. Here, I'm signed in as Sarah David, and I'm calling the me endpoint to get Sarah David's user profile. So here we can see various different properties of Sarah, like her display name and her mobile phone. Graph Explorer allows me to explore Graph by making REST API requests, as it's conveniently named. So now I want to add some roaming settings to my user profile. So I'm going to click on this saved example. And in here you can see that I'm posting to the extensions entity. And in here, I'm setting various different settings for theme, color, and language. But you know, I don't really speak Japanese, so I'm going to change this to something a little more appropriate. And I'm going to run this query. And bingo, that's it. That's all there is to storing the data. Now, imagine that I'm retrieving my profile record from any device. I can get the roaming information as part of the response by just expanding the extension. So here you can see I have an expand on the extensions property. And in here, in the returned response, not only do I get profile information about Sarah, but also, I get the extension data that I just saved. There we go, job done. How easy was that? Now we'll take a look at the other mechanism for adding data to Graph, schema extensions. Let's imagine I'm a developer in a learning management software company called Adatum ISV that builds training courses and materials for businesses. Office Groups, with their rich collaborative experiences, seems to be a fantastic way to deliver course content and record exercises amongst participants for both online courses and instructor-led courses. I want to make Office Groups used for training courses easily identifiable as training courses, which will allow other developers to build rich experiences on top of our courses. Now, how can I make this work? First, I'm going to show you how to extend the group resource type with some rich training course metadata defined by a schema extension. For this, I'm going back to Graph Explorer. We're going to register a new schema extension by posting to schema extensions. Here, we're defining the name of the schema extension. You'll notice that it's kind of namespaced in here, and it's based off of the domain name that I have in my directory, and I've added an additional name to it after the domain name portion called learn. So this gives it a unique identifier and name, description, and in here I've got target types. So target types represents the resource types that this schema extension will apply to. I have an owner, which is the owner application identifier or client ID, and so this is the application that will be tied to this schema extension that I create, not actually Graph Explorer. And finally, I have the set of properties that make up this schema extension. So in this particular named extension, I have an ID, a name, and a type. The ID is an integer type, and the other two properties are strings. So let's run this registration of a schema extension. And there we go, as simple as that. I've created a new schema extension called adatumisv_learn. And you'll notice all the properties are set. And I have this new property in the return that tells me about the status of this schema. So schemas have a life cycle. And in the life cycle, they start off in development. Then in that case, they're only available to other applications within the scope of the tenant that the application was registered in. If you make the status available, now any application can discover this schema extension and use it in any tenant. And then we have a deprecated status if you want to, in effect, delete your schema extension. Okay, so I can also query for schema extensions. So in here, I can just go adatumisv. And I need to change this to a get. And if I run the query, there you go, I get back the same information that I got in the response from the post. Okay, so now I've created my extension and it's registered, we can go ahead and use it. So now I'm going to create a new office group. Here I have a standard request and body for group creation. So in here, we can see the various different elements of a group. But what's new in here is I'm defining the custom data that I want my application to add based on the schema extension I just registered. So I'm going to create an ID, a name for the learning, which is for new managers, and the type, which is an online training course. OK, let's run the query. Clean that up and run it again. Okay, and there we have a new group created. So we can see it's got all the information that's necessary around a group. So now imagine that I want to use a different application to sign in and read the same data and even find all 1, 2, 3 training courses using a filter request on the ID extension. So here I have the filter. It's querying under my namespace and the ID, looking for everything starting with 1, 2, 3 and selecting certain properties. So let's run that query. And there we go. I get back the group information and the extension data for the course that I just created based on a group. How easy was that? So in this video, we've seen how you can easily extend Microsoft Graph resources with your own custom data using both open and schema extensions. These extension mechanisms are available for both Outlook and directory resource types, like messages, calendar events, users, groups, and organization. Try out Microsoft Graph using Graph Explorer and extensions. You can find the steps to the demos I just showed in these first two links, or try out one of our samples. Also, we'd love to hear from you on Twitter or Stack Overflow or any of our communication channels. Please share your graph code samples too on our Graph Community Samples GitHub site. Thank you for taking the time to learn about the Microsoft Graph extensibility with me today, and happy coding, folks.